Namaste, my friends. Welcome back. Or if you're new here, welcome to the podcast. The Harmony Inspired Health Podcast brings you raw and real conversations from leaders in the industry about all things health, wellness, Ayurveda, and life. My name is Harmony, and I am your podcast host. I am an Ayurveda and integrative health practitioner who specializes in women's hormonal health, a registered nurse, and a business mentor. I'm on a mission to inspire, educate, and empower women to take charge of their health, wealth, and life. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. And if you listen on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating so the wisdom shared in these episodes can be spread far and near. Thank you so much from my soul to yours. Before we jump into this soulful episode, I want to remind you that this episode is sponsored by my accredited program, Ayurveda Alchemist. This program certifies you as an Ayurveda holistic health coach. Ayurveda Alchemist is for women who are ready to embark on an epic personal development journey, immersing themselves in the wisdom of Ayurveda, learning how to optimize their health and well-being by addressing all aspects of self, including their physical body, mental and emotional health, and spirituality, whilst wholeheartedly stepping into their dharma, their purpose. This program is also for women who would love to get started with a fulfilling career in Ayurveda, and for already established health, wellness, and life coaches who want to create greater impact by offering a holistic framework that gets their clients exceptional and holistic results. This certification is what you need to step into the high-level practitioner that you were born to be and stand out from the coaching crowd. You will experience undeniable growth personally and professionally. You will be mentored by highly qualified facilitators, guest experts, and practitioners. Spots are strictly limited. If you are ready to up-level your life and help transform the lives of others by becoming an Ayurveda alchemist, head over to www.harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au and apply today. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hello, amazing humans. I am here to talk to you all about pranayama and breath work and how they can help you regulate your hormones. Now, I would love to start first of all by saying that pranayama and breath work are different. A lot of people don't realize that they are different, and they're using the word pranayama actually for breath work. So firstly, let's just start by saying both pranayama and breathwork are very powerful techniques that have been used for centuries to harness the power of the breath for physical, mental, and spiritual transformations. While they share similarities, they also have distinct differences that are worth exploring. So let's look at what pranayama actually is. Pranayama is an ancient Vedic practice that focuses on conscious breathing techniques. It is derived from the Sanskrit words prana, meaning life force or vital energy, and ayama, meaning control or expansion. So pranayama itself is translated to the expansion of life force, and its purpose is to improve the body's capacity to retain and increase prana in the body by using 5 specific techniques. If your breathing practice does not incorporate these specific techniques, it is breath work that you're doing, not pranayama. These 5 practices, or these 5 techniques, are Gurak, which is inhalation, Rachaka, which is exhalation, Antarkumbhaka, which is internal retention, so holding the breath in, and Bahyakumbhaka, which is external retention, so holding the breath out for a period of time, and Bandhas, which are the locks. Furthermore, there are some essential components that make a practice a pranayama technique. So let's explore those a little further. So the first one is conscious awareness. Pranayama involves bringing our conscious awareness to the breath, and it's about cultivating a mindful connection with the breath, observing its qualities, and consciously directing the breath in the body. It is also about breath regulation, and this is through certain pranayama techniques that involve the regulation of the breath, such as controlling the length, the rhythm, and the pace of the inhalation, the exhalation, and the breath retention. This regulation helps to influence the flow of prana, which is life force energy, in the body. We also look at breathing patterns with pranayama. So there are many different types of breathing patterns. We don't just follow the same pattern over and over again, which some breathwork practices do. So pranayama techniques often follow specific patterns or ratios, such as equal breathing, alternate nostril breathing, or specific counts for inhalation, exhalation, and retention. So generally the inhalation will be shorter than the retention and the exhalation. These patterns help to balance and harmonize the breath and the energy flow. And then we look at the retention of breath, so the kumbhaka. Many pranayama techniques include a retention phase where the breath is held either after inhalation, and this is Antara Kumbhaka, or after the exhalation, which is Bahya Kumbhaka. Retention helps to build energy, enhance focus, and awaken deeper aspects of the practice. It also has many physiological functions it helps the body to adapt through. We also look at the mind-body connection when we're doing pranayama. So pranayama is not solely about the physical act of breathing, but also about the mind-body connection. It involves synchronizing the breath with mental focus, sometimes visualization, and energetic awareness, creating a holistic experience. Pranayama also incorporates subtle energy awareness. So this means the presence of subtle energy channels, which we refer to as the nadis, and energy centers such as the chakras in the body. So different pranayama techniques will awaken the nadis and the chakras. Practice aims to balance and activate these energies through breath control and the specific techniques. And then the bandhas, as we spoke about, which are the locks, they refer to the energy locks or seals that are applied during specific breath retention phases. There are four main bandhas in pranayama. That is one, Mula Bandha, Uriana Bandha, Jalandhara Bandha, and Maha Bandha. So the Mula Bandha is also known as the root lock, and it involves engaging the muscles of the pelvic floor to direct and contain the upward flow of energy, the upward flow of prana in the body. Uriana Bandha is an abdominal lock, and it involves pulling the abdominal muscles inwards and upwards to create a subtle lift and control the movement of prana. So you only do the Uriana Bandha, the abdominal lock, on an external retention. So after you exhale and then retain. The next one is Jalandhara Bandha, which is actually the throat lock. And it's performed by gently lowering the chin and lengthening the back of the neck to regulate the flow of prana in the throat region. But you want to create that lock, so that lock feeling within the throat. And then the Maha Bandha, Maha means great. So Maha Bandha is the great lock, and it's a combination of all of the three bandhas performed simultaneously. So it involves activating the Maha Bandha, the Uriana Bandha, the Jalandhara Bandha, all during breath retention. And that is on the exhalation retention, because remember, the Uriana Bandha should only really be done on the exhalation retention. And these bandhas play a vital role in directing and channeling the flow of prana, enhancing energy control and promoting spiritual awakening in the practice of pranayama. So there are breathwork techniques that definitely use a lot of these components, but if they're not using all five of these techniques and incorporating these other components that I spoke about, it is a breathwork technique, not a pranayama technique. So what are the benefits of pranayama for hormonal balance? Pranayama can have a profound impact on our hormonal health. And I myself, as an Ayurveda and women's health practitioner, prescribe either pranayama or breathwork techniques to most of my clients to help them regulate their hormones in some way. By stimulating the endocrine system and promoting relaxation, pranayama or breathwork can help to balance our hormone levels and improve our overall well-being. So as I mentioned, there is a difference between pranayama and breathwork. So when we look at breathwork, it is more of a broader term that encompasses various therapeutic breath techniques aimed at deep healing and transformation. But unlike pranayama, breathwork does not require all five techniques, and it is a much easier version of pranayama. So breathwork should always be done to warm up into any pranayama breathwork techniques, and also be prescribed to clients or to yourself who may be new to pranayama or breathwork, because pranayama can be quite difficult to perform to do it properly. So just like pranayama, breathwork offers a wide range of benefits for hormonal balance by engaging the internal and intentional consciousness of our breath. And we also can release emotional blockages through breathing practices. We reduce stress, so we help to balance our stress hormones by putting ourselves into more of a parasympathetic state and a homeostatic balance, so managing the cortisol levels. We also create that harmonious internal environment so that our hormones can start to communicate with each other, because a lot of hormonal imbalances comes from the communication pathways have been interrupted. And so we know that hormones are chemical messengers, and if we can regulate those chemical messengers, we can regulate the hormones speaking to each other, therefore the hormonal balance. So I want to go over a couple of pranayama and breathwork techniques with you, just so that you understand the differences. And the two that I love to often prescribe to clients, or two that are quite popular that everyone knows, is Nadi Shodhana, or alternate nostril breathing, and box breathing. Now, please note, there are so many different pranayama and breathwork techniques. These are just two of them. There is a world to explore with breathwork, but we're just going to look at these first techniques to start with. So when we're looking at Nadi Shodhana, that is actually the pranayama technique. Although a lot of people, and I definitely have said it because it's so common to say in yoga practice, alternate nostril breathing, we just call it Nadi Shodhana. But in fact, it's actually called Anulom Vilom. So it is a simpler version of Nadi Shodhana, which is actually the pranayama technique. So when we're looking at Anulom Vilom, which is alternate nostril breathing, we place our two fingers on our third eye, the point between our eyebrow, because that grounds vata, that grounds that energy channel. And then we would block our right nostril with our thumb, and we would inhale through the left nostril, and we would block the left, exhale through the right, and then inhale right, block right, exhale left. So that's a round of alternate nostril breathing, or Anulom Vilom. And the way that it differs from the pranayama technique, so that's the breathwork technique, but pranayama, what we would do is we would do the same technique, as in block our nostril on the right, would inhale through the left, but then we would hold the inhale at the very top of the inhale. We would hold our breath and then activate those bandhas, activate the lock of the mula bandha and the throat lock. Because we're not going to do Uddiyana, we're not going to do the abdominal lock, we just do the two locks for a certain count. And then we would exhale out the right. And then we can hold Mahabandha, so the three locks on the exhale for a period of time before we inhale. So we're adding the breath retention and we're adding the locks. Both of these are really powerful techniques. So whether you're doing the Nadi Shodhana, the full pranayama practice, or the alternate nostril breathing, the breath work practice, they're really, really powerful techniques that help to balance the masculine or the Surya, the sun, and the feminine, the lunar or moon energies in our body. So because it involves alternating the breath between the left and the right nostrils. So the right is the more of the masculine, the sun, the solar, the Surya, you can call it, and the left is the feminine, the lunar or the moon. And if you're really in tune with your body and how you're feeling, you can actually just use one of the nostrils to inhale and to exhale depending on what you need. So if you are feeling like really, really solar, like a lot of energy, and you want to bring more balance within the body and balance the hormones that are like bringing you maybe a little bit more raging or really elevating your mood, then you may want to be inhaling only through the left, only through the lunar side, the feminine, the moon side, and exhaling out through the Surya, the sun, or the masculine side. But if you're feeling more lethargic, that kapha dosha is, you know, being activated, you're feeling really down and tired, maybe your hormones are making you feel really sluggish and you need more of that energy, then you would want to be inhaling through the right nostril, the Surya, the sun side, the more masculine, to give you more of that inhale of the energy, and then exhaling out through the feminine side, the lunar side, or the moon side. So those words I'm just using interchangeable. We don't call it the feminine, lunar, moon. It's just either or, feminine, lunar, or moon side. So that's the difference when we're looking at the Nadi Shodhana or the alternate nostril breathing, when we're either making it a pranayama practice or we're making it a breathwork practice. The other one I would love to speak about is box breathing, because this is such a beautiful and simple breathwork practice, or you can turn it into a pranayama practice. So box breathing is a really effective technique for balancing the hormones and calming the central nervous system. So what we do is we visualize drawing a box with four equal sides with our breath. So we would inhale for the count of four. We hold the breath at the top of the inhale for four. We exhale for four. And then we hold the breath for four. So we're like creating a box shape with our breath. The inhales, hold, exhales. Now, this technically is a breath work practice because we're not incorporating the bandhas, the locks. However, if we were to incorporate the bandhas, the locks, with the breath retention on the inhale and exhalation, then this is a pranayama technique. So you see how we can interchange between breathwork and pranayama depending on what our body needs, depending on our level of practice and our intention. It's always really good to come with an intention with your breathwork. But either pranayama or breath work have such a beautiful, powerful effect on hormones and balancing our central nervous system. However, what I have seen of late is breath work is becoming quite on trend. And so there are a lot of new different breath work techniques coming out there that are quite masculine and requiring the practitioner or the breath work, whoever's doing the breath work, to do a lot of over oxygenation, which actually is not good for the body, is not good for the hormones. Okay. We think we need all of this oxygen, but it's actually not true because it throws off our pH balance and it's not doing an amazing job for our hormones. What it's doing is over, because a lot of these techniques they're doing over a prolonged amount of time, as opposed to changing them depending on the needs of the person and the body. And these breathwork techniques can start to be too stimulating for someone who has too much Surya or sun energy, right? Or for someone whose cortisol is too elevated for that moment. When they're done in a controlled environment for a certain period of time, incorporating other breathwork practices before and after that regulate the central nervous system, they can be useful for being able to adapt to stressful situations, like allowing our body in a controlled environment adapt to a stressful situation and then learning how to reverse that in a controlled effort. But what I'm seeing with new age breathwork practices that are coming out, they're not doing that. So Vedic breathwork really allows us to understand ourselves, understands what's going on in our body, and adapt our practice to our hormonal conditions, who we are, our unique constitution, our doshas, and the symptoms we are experiencing and what we're needing. So we really work on the Surya, the sun energy, the lunar, the moon energies. We also look at our unique constitution. So are we more vata? Are we more ether and air elements? Are we more pitta? Are we already more fire and water elements? Are we more kapha? Are we more earth and water? Are we more grounded? So what breathwork practice do we need to incorporate, and at what time, to give our body the best benefit, our mind, our hormones, our body, our breath, our whole system? And that's why I have created the Aya Soul Breathwork Certification Program to really help you understand your own individual constitution and how you can adapt breath work to your individual constitution and your own needs, but also how you can prescribe breath work to your clients for their individual needs, because everybody is so different. And then if you wanted to use the ISL sequencing in a class environment, how can you make that class a tridoshic breathwork experience? Meaning that if you've got solar, sun people, moon people, vata, kapha, pitta people in your class, how can you hold that space and give them a tridoshic breathwork experience, meaning that you can activate the sympathetic and the sun energy, but also in a very controlled way, and then also starting to incorporate the earthing, the grounding, the moon energy, the heating and the cooling energy, to make it a really balanced breathwork so that they're walking away feeling themselves, feeling balanced, feeling into their body. And I'm so, so excited for this course, for this program, because incorporating pranayama and breathwork into our daily routine will have a profound impact on our hormonal balance and our overall well-being. And when I say hormonal balance, it doesn't matter if you're a male or a woman. We all have hormones, right? We all need to have hormonal imbalance because they are important chemical messengers that are signifying to each other what our body needs and wants. So whether you choose to explore the traditional practices of pranayama or dive into transformative breathwork practices, remember that the power lies within you and your breath. And that is exactly what I'm going to be teaching in the ISL Breathwork Certification Program, is how to both do breathwork and pranayama in a really safe and trauma-informed way. This is a Vedic trauma-informed certification. So you become an ISL breathwork practitioner where you can prescribe these techniques to your clients on a prescriptive level. And you can also use it for yourself, for your own health and well-being. So if you would love more information about that, please reach out. It does involve an in-person component, which is super exciting because we all get to come together and breathe together and feel the power of breath in community. Namaste, beautiful souls. I hope this was helpful, and please reach out if you have any questions. I hope you all have a beautiful day wherever you are in the world. Namaste. If you missed the intro and jumped straight to the episode, don't forget that my Ayurveda Alchemist program is open for enrollment via application. This program certifies you as an Ayurveda lifestyle and wellness coach and will help you up-level your health and wellness business. You'll gain access to the ancient wisdom of Ayurveda and graduate with a knowledge of how to incorporate this timeless wisdom and holistic framework into your business so that you can create greater impact and boldly step into the high-level practitioner you know you can be. If you are ready to up-level your life and help transform the life of others by becoming an Ayurveda alchemist, head over to harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au and apply today. Thank you so much for listening to this episode and staying right to the end. Let's take our relationship a little further and connect in the world of socials. Follow me personally on Instagram at harmony.inspired.ayurveda. My women's health clinic on Instagram is harmony_inspired_health, or join our Facebook community, the Ayurvedic Soul Sister Tribe. Reach out on any of those channels and let me know if you enjoyed the episode, what type of episodes you would like to hear more of in the future, or simply just swing by and say hi. And don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. And if you listen on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating so the wisdom shared in these episodes can be spread far and near. Thank you so much, my friends, from my soul to yours.